Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, folks. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with the Truth in Medical Healing. We broadcast every Friday at 12 noon, high noon in East Coast, and 9 a.m. Pacific time. We're going to be talking for the next 30 minutes, and we broadcast every Friday. And please try to tune in, and you'll get more and more information. What it's all about is the show is Dr. Barton and the Truth in Medical Healing. And my name is Dr. Barton. And let me tell you a little bit about how to really be healthy. Well, we'll go back to creation billions of years ago. The beaches are pure, the palm trees, the water, blue, green water, sand, and everything is beautiful. And guess what? My favorite beach is Miami Beach, and I don't live too far from there. Right now, I happen to be broadcasting from New York with all the snow and ice, but it's okay. A mixture of things is pretty good. But the thing is that if people really want to be healthy, you need to drink pure water. We are, as humans, we're 85% water. So people buy bottled water, and all this bottled water with the plastic is ruining the whole environment. Meantime, bottled water is no good, folks. You have to understand that. It's taking water and putting it into a bottle. Poland water is a great advertisement on TV. It's a fantastic advertisement in the woods with a stream. And I grew up on a farm in New Jersey, and it was like that, too, with pure water running through the stream and everything. However, that's not pure water because, I mean, it was pure water at the beginning of time, but everything's contaminated now. All kinds of spills and things and the fracking that goes on with the petroleum industry breaking through the earth's crust to try to find more petroleum deposits, and it's all about money. You know, I want money too, and I want more money. But the thing is this, that you can't fracking, petroleum industry is doing it at everybody's expense, and they probably don't even know, much less care what they're doing. They just want to get to those petroleum deposits. At any rate, let's move ahead and try to give you a little bit more information so you can understand more of why I do this show. And I want to just tell you a little bit more as far as I can remember what was called the acid-base balance in high school. And basically, that's the way the body is. The body is balanced, the human body. And it's balanced between acid and water. And certain things are acid, and they have to be there. So let me just give you a quick rundown on a couple of things, and we'll talk more about certain conditions and TV ads about prescriptions and things of that sort. So let's talk a little bit about my favorite subject first, which is me. Well, I have I have three daughters and fantastic private life and great success in my business life. I formerly practiced medicine for 23 years in Miami Beach, and my practice was called anti-aging medicine, which I had learned a lot from other doctors and other facilities, and I started doing the anti-aging. And yesterday, should I tell them? I'm sitting in the studio doing the broadcast, and I'm looking over at a couple of my friends. Should I tell people how old I really am? Okay, tell you what. My birthday was 2 days ago. I'm 85 years old. 85, holy. And guess what? I do, let's see, what do I do? I do 80 push-ups in a set, and I do three sets of 80 push-ups every other day. On the off days, I do arm and muscle building. And I don't go to a gym because even before the pandemic, I went a couple of times and I decided I didn't like it, and I'd rather work out by myself, and I do better. And by the way, I'm 85 and I don't take any prescription medication. I can get anything I want. I'm a physician, okay? By the way, I have three graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. I'm also a veteran of the United States Air Force, proud to say, And I did my share, and I always try to do my share. So the thing is this, that if you really want to be healthy, longevity is increasing. People are living longer, sicker. You have to drink smarter. You need to drink, and I'll tell you about the water, the Japanese water technology in a minute. You have to be able to regain your health. You may think that you're okay, but you're really not. And also, prescription medication is necessary in certain cases, but prescriptions have to be balanced to your metabolism. And believe it or not, this is now the year 2000. What it is? What is the year? 2020, coming into 2021. So the thing is that I have to sort of laugh because time goes by. And there's a song, I think, like that. Can't remember it right now, but my mom was a fantastic pianist, piano player. She was a fantastic, played the piano and sang, and my dad sat there smiling. And my dad was a pharmacist, by the way, and I grew up in my daddy's old-time drugstore, and I learned a lot. I was 10 years old learning the metric system, how to measure, how to calculate, how to do this and do that. And in between, I also took the garbage out, and I swept the floor and all of that. And one of my father's brothers was a gynecologist about three blocks from his pharmacy. And I used to hang out there a little bit with my aunt and uncle, both of them were gynecologists. And they have four children. They had four children. And they all became doctors. Anyhow, moving right along as fast as we can. If you really want to be healthy, listen carefully. You have to restart your life. As I said before, longevity is increasing, and people are living longer for a lot of different reasons, but living longer, sicker. 85% of the population are taking all kinds of different prescription medications, and I don't take any because I don't need to take them. I don't have anything wrong with me. I think I have a mental problem because why am I doing these radio shows for the last 12 years? Because my good friend and business associate, Jorge, actually is listening to the show, and he's the one that keeps the whip over me. He's making me do these shows every week. Anyhow, folks, I love to do these shows so I can disseminate some information and help people. And that's what my life is about, helping others. I've always tried to help others. And my father instilled that feeling in me to help other people. So as I said before, or maybe I didn't say it yet, but we are 85% water. 85% water. The cells of the body are bathed in what's called interstitial fluid, which is actually water. So all bottled water is contaminated, like I said before. That even though we need to increase our drinking of water, I never touch bottled water. By the way, Dasani water is banned in the UK because it has a cancer-causing substance in it. It's banned in the UK, but it's not banned in the United States because the United States is basically all the different. The pharmaceutical industry is a money machine. I mean, they do a lot of good also. They got to do some good. But basically more geared that way. Let me give you some more information. So we talked about bottled water, and I never drink bottled water. The only water that I drink is called Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N, which is made through a process of ionization and electrolysis. And a number of years ago, probably about 20 years ago, I was in Tokyo at a three-day weekend medical convention, and I had wanted to go purposely because when I was in the Air Force years ago, and my brother and I were in the same squadron, and we thought it was just a fantastic, it was like going back in time. And anyhow, the thing is that I was in the lobby of the hotel, and a Japanese gentleman walked up to me, and he said, Dr. Barton? So I said, yes. How do you know it's me? And he held up a Tokyo newspaper, and it was all in Japanese, but there was a picture right in the front, a big picture of me. And I can imagine. So a picture of me. I said, what's this about? And anyhow, Dr. Shinya, we became really good friends over the last number of years. Shinya is a world-renowned gastroenterologist. He's the fellow who invented colonoscopy. He invented colonoscopy, so doctors all over the world know Dr. Shinya. And he, I'm speeding up a little dialogue here so we don't run out of time. But the company that's in Osaka, Japan, called Kangen, called Enagic, and the water is K-A-N-G-E, and Kangen water. It's a Japanese word and has to do with healthy longevity or something of that sort, which I know what it is, but I forgot. Every once in a while I forget something, you know? I mean, yeah, I'm 85 years old. I can forget something, can I? Anyhow, so the thing is this. We went over to Osaka, where the company, where the plant is, where they make these machines. Here it is. It's a machine a little bit bigger, let's say twice the size of an average toaster, stands on your kitchen counter, hooks up to the tap water, and takes the tap water and restructures it totally into pure water. See, what happened in the year 1900, turn of the century, 1900, someone had invented what's called an internal combustion engine, and somebody else came along and put a couple of wheels on it, and that was the first car, the first automobile. And then ever since that time, cancer, every 5 years, 10 years, gets more and more people, develop various forms of cancer. There's all types of different, most of it is coming from the environment in which we live, because all that emissions from the engines, from the buses and the trucks, even the planes and the boats, wherever there's an internal combustion engine, even an atomic engine, there's all kinds of residual harmful effects. And also, folks, just so you should know, I don't want to leave this out of today's broadcast, that sugar is in every single thing we buy. And I'm not saying we can't have sugar, but people overdo sugar. Food manufacturers put too much sugar in their product to make it taste better, sweeter, whatever it may be, sell more product. Again, sell, sell, sell. Well, you can sell a lot of stuff, and I make money, and I don't do any of that stuff. So the thing is this, that people have to, if you really want to be healthy, you have to understand some of these basic things, because the dangers of sugar, and by the way, things that happened, some miraculous things happened with the pharmaceutical industry. So it's not all bad, but let me tell you two big things right now. Fibrosis, which is the fracturing different bones, knees, hips, mostly hips and knees, fracturing. The joints is increasing. People getting more and more bone fractures, which is coming from osteoporosis. Osteoporosis is the lack of minerals in the joints of the body, and the bones become brittle. You know why most of osteoporosis worldwide, why it happens? Because the dark-colored sodas, Coke, Pepsi, Dr. Brown, those dark-colored sodas, they get the dark color from air, from the manufacturer's add to it. What do they add to it? Phosphoric acid. So, folks, I don't use a script when I do these shows, so I remember almost everything. Anyhow, phosphoric acid robs minerals from the bones. It weakens bones. But they put the phosphoric acid into the cell the way the Pepsi and the Coke is. Now, Pepsi did come out, I think, with a sugar-free Pepsi about 3 years ago, and it doesn't have any phosphoric acid added to it. It doesn't have any dark color, and I don't think too much of it is being sold. I don't know, but I don't see any ads for it around. However, these are the pearls of wisdom that you have to get out of these shows, which I broadcast every Friday, and I do a lot of repetition. So let's move ahead for a minute. Well, when I started to say about osteoporosis, or even let's talk about diabetes. So people By the way, people living longer, like I said before at the beginning of the show, people living longer, sicker. And so at the same token, as they're living longer, there's also more fractures occurring, and also the fact that people are living longer, they're living longer, sicker, so there's more death. Everybody, there's 78% of people over the age of 45, 5 years old, which is like, to me, 45 is half my lifetime. So the thing is that the people, they're all becoming hypertensive, high blood pressure, and diabetic. So diabetes is rampant in the society. Almost everybody over 45 is diabetic. Not me, and not the people that listen to me, and not my family, the ones that listen to me, okay? So the thing is this, that so in order to be able to be healthy, you need to drink pure water. And also as far as diabetes is concerned, around the year 1922, if someone was diabetic, they weren't going to live that much longer. So if they went into the hospital for care, they put them into a gurney and put them out into a wing of the hospital and basically just left them alone practically because they were going to die anyhow because they were diabetic. So a pharmaceutical company named Eli Lilly, by the way, pharmaceutical is a drug company, Eli Lilly developed a synthetic insulin way back in 1922. And guess what? People were able to get insulin injections, which they still do today. And this is 2021. We're talking about 1922 is when diabetics were able to start to be able to live longer, live out maybe their lifetime almost. But they had to take insulin injections all the time. Still do. Okay? So there's many, many different examples that I can give you with relation to all of that. And the fracking of the water, in order to get, like I said at the beginning of the show, releases all kinds of gases and all kinds of other things. It even ruins the reservoirs. So the reservoirs, I'm looking around for a bottle of Kangen water, and I don't have any in front of me because I'm losing my voice. I talk too much. Did you ever hear that song years ago? You talk too much. Da 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 da. Talk too much. I also used to sing at nightclubs on weekends until they threw me out. Anyhow, let's get back to TV advertising of drugs. Before the year 2002, prescription drugs are not allowed to be advertised on TV. Then, you know, this is America, so somebody took care of someone else, meaning somebody paid somebody else, and before you know it, prescription drugs started to come out on TV, and it shows people dancing in the moonlight and all dressed in lovey-dovey and everything like that and really enjoying their lives. And then on top of that, an advertisement comes out to say, if you have knee pain, take this particular drug. If you can't sleep at night, take this one. If you don't have enough energy, take this drug. And all kinds of different drugs are advertised. Well, prescriptions of drugs, folks. So they're constantly advertising. They show a setting of people sitting with their family and laughing and smiling and having a good time. And as Christmas gets closer, you start to see more Santas, a lot of Santa Clauses in the ads, and all of that. And I don't need to laugh at it because it's a sad thing, because people are being misled. Now, we broadcast every Friday at high noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific, and the number to, well, if anybody, whoever's listening knows the number already, which is 347-324-3595, and I'll give out one time our office, our main office, which is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and that number is 954-591-2676. If you do call that number, just leave your name and number slowly and clearly. Don't ask any questions because the people that answer the phone, number one, they're not going to be able to give you the answers. And even if they could, there's no time. Let me tell you the main thing that I'm involved in these days. I remember I told you that I'm 85 years old, and I have the same energy that I had when I was 25. Isn't that incredible? A lot of it I attribute to the Kangen water. And thank God that I took that trip that time and met Dr. Shinya. You know, water is the basis of life. As I said before, we're 85% water. The organs of the body, the heart, the blood, the lungs are all bathed in what's called interstitial fluid, which is really water. Okay, so moving right along, these days I'm involved in what's called pharmacogenetic testing because, believe it or not, the third cause of death in America. The first cause of death is heart disease and auto accidents. The second cause of disease of people dying is also auto accidents and what else did I say? Cancer. Cancer is increasing rapidly increasing, huge cancer centers, cancer this. The medical profession is raking in billions and billions and billions in treating cancers. I don't have any kind of cancers. How do you like that? Mainly because of water. We're 85% water. Well, but you have to be able to stay away from sugar as much as you can, and everything we buy has sugar. But I don't drink Pepsi, Coke, and I don't drink sodas. I only drink Kangen water, which is pure water. We are 85% water, like I said before, so you need to be able to build up your water reserves in your body. So the pharmacogenetic testing is a simple swab of the mouth, goes to a laboratory. We have two laboratories, and it determines what type of metabolism the person has. So prescriptions have to be matched up to the individual person's metabolism. There's poor metabolism, rapid, ultra-rapid, and normal. Four types of metabolism. If you have a rapid metabolism, that doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. That's where your body is. And therefore, metabolism has to be treated properly. So your prescription has to be matching your metabolism. So most people getting prescriptions, it doesn't match their metabolism. Doctors are too busy. There's too many people. There's two populations are huge and all of that on and on and on. We're going to probably get a notice from the station in just a couple of minutes that the time is running down. Let me tell you about pharmacogenetic testing. Like I said before, it's a simple mouth swab. Goes to our laboratory, determines what type of metabolism the person has. That report goes back to the individual, the family's doctor, whoever the doctor may be. And we also list what other prescriptions could be prescribed along with that type of metabolism. That's a giant, this alone is a giant step. It's almost like diabetes when they discovered synthetic insulin. It's almost like the same thing because people, their metabolism is usually not treated properly with the right prescriptions. That's why the third cause of death in America is from prescription drugs. Did you hear that, folks? Okay. Let me see what's going on. So let me tell you a little bit more about that pharmacogenetic testing. Like I said, it's a mouth swab, and if people take a prescription drug and it doesn't metabolize properly, it's going to have an adverse side effect, which is called adverse drug reactions. Drugs or prescriptions. So that's the third cause of death in America. So how can you avoid that? You got to be able to take the test we're talking about, which is called pharmacogenetic testing. So, which is done with a simple mouth swab, and it comes back to the doctor, your doctor, and tells your doctor what type of metabolism you have. Therefore, he should prescribe whatever prescription or whatever drug he's giving you according to your metabolism. Do you follow that? So, again, you see some of the ads on TV shows people dancing in the moonlight or swimming or horseback riding and so forth, or climbing a mountain even. And it says, well, if you have diabetes, you should take this prescription and this one, whatever it may be, and this will give you more energy, and on. Well, folks, the bottom line is this, that we're human being, we're 85% water. The cells of the body, the organs, are bathed in water, which is what we call interstitial fluid. I said this before at the beginning of the show, but I have to say it again now so we can sign off with on a positive note and you can see exactly, understand a little bit more. My Sloan Kettering Hospital in New York is a worldwide teaching and treating cancer treatment center. Cancer treatment center, Sloan Kettering. And they do not restrict sugar in their diet to their patients. And a lot of those doctors know about sugar. That sugar, that cancer cells feed on sugar. Okay? And the thing is this, that nobody's doing anything about that. They go get that last... doctors usually treat patients through what's called trial and error. Use some drug. If it doesn't work, we'll try another one. That didn't work. Let's try this. But when you have the pharmacogenetic testing, that eliminates all of that guesswork. And the doctor can prescribe exactly what your needs are. Okay, so again, moving right along, let me tell you a little bit more about the water, the canyon water. As I said before, it's made through the process of ionization and electrolysis. And the units are developed by the company called Enagic, which is located in Osaka, Japan. Okay, folks, did you hear that announcement? We have a minute and a half left on today's show. So in the time that we have left, let's try to influence other people, because people around the world, there's all kinds of crazy lunatics killing other people, doing this, blowing up, and always looking to destroy. Well, try to influence those people. If you may know someone like that and know of them or how to contact them, tell them that they were born to be able to enjoy life, not to kill other people. So in the minute that's left, let me say, let's pray for peace on earth, goodwill to men, like I say, Christmas time, and also I say it for Hanukkah, because I'm Jewish, and I say it for Hanukkah, but my wife whatever she is, she's non-Jewish. That's okay, because religion to me, you know, it's a thing, you're born into it, and that's it. Otherwise, you have to be good to people. So in the little time remaining, let me say to all my Latin friends back home in Miami, that this fruit day and fiend day semana, that means to enjoy the weekend coming up and have a good life, and let's pray for peace on earth. On that note, Baruch Hashem, adios y'all.